Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Greg of Watertown, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, eh, Greg?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that the Republican Party is the party of fiscal fraud. You know, with what they did with Benghazi, the multiple investigations, they just spend our taxpayers' money now. Boss is doing the same thing here in Wisconsin. They're the party of fiscal fraud. That's what we should start calling them. Thanks for taking my call, Matt.
Yeah, that's a very, very powerful message, and I agree with you 100%. The Republican Party, I'm talking about the present Republican Party, not when Lee Dreyfus was governor, and not even when Tommy Thompson was governor, and not certainly not when Warren Knowles was governor, not when Dwight Eisenhower was president. I'm talking the present Trump-Walker Party. They can't be trusted around money. They can't be trusted around money. In this state, remember, they wouldn't even take, it turned out to be $80 million. They could have done it for $40 million to correct the unemployment comp computers because Obama was president. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't take our share of our federal tax dollars, $1 billion for trains. They wouldn't do it. That money just went to other states to pad theirs. We don't have Navy bases. We don't have space stations because of our geography. We get them easily trained. They wouldn't take them. They wouldn't take, every state got Medicaid money. We wouldn't take federal Medicaid money. We're one of the few who wouldn't, and we're the only state that didn't take it and then went into the tax dollars to make up for some of that, double taxing our people. In other words, having to tax them more on their state tax dollars by not taking their federal back. They just won't do anything. And their donors are the ones that rule them. Voss just allocated some months ago, and now it's gone up, something like 670 or 80 grand to Gableman to do what? This is out of tax dollars. And the Republican Supreme Court said that's okay. You can't have a gerrymandered legislature, and even if it weren't gerrymandered, whoever's in power just dip into the tax dollars to get a political objective, help him run his party. That's not right. The Democratic Party went to Voss and said, all right, we want 676 of tax dollars to investigate X. He'd laugh. Tax dollars do not matter to the Republican Party other than as a weasel sack to dip into and take what they want. They're not competent to handle money. And Greg points out that they're party of fraud. They are absolutely the party of fraud. Donald Trump is their head guy. He was the president. His financial bodies litter the landscape behind him. Remember Trump University? The Emoluments Clause, everybody forgets that. And okay, that's not sexy compared to other things. But Saudi Arabia would occasionally rent whole floors of his hotels. They're very high-end and expensive. And not even occupy them. They just rent them. And so they would pay millions of dollars that goes into his pocket. And nobody used them. I mean, that is clearly a bribe. To me, that's clearly a bribe. A Russian oligarch offered him $100 million for a property in Florida that he owned that was worth $50 million. Because it turns out he needed money to pay off Deutsche Bank where he had a loan. Says, oh, thank you very much. The art of the deal, the art of the deal. I'm just a good businessman. I got somebody to pay $100 million for $50 million property. So the Rusky takes title. He gets the money, pays off the mortgage, pays off Deutsche Bank, comes out of that clean. What does the Russian guy do, the oligarch close to Putin? Does he rent it out or turn it into a resort or do something, condos? He tears it down. It's a vacant lot. He doesn't use it at all because $100 million means nothing to Putin because he has Trump. And Trump set the standard for the whole Republican Party. I'll tell you, Walker once got trolled by a guy who claimed he was one of the Koch brothers. You may remember that. It was a telephone call. The guy said, hi, I'm Koch. Walker said, oh, Coke, okay. And he's talking. And then Coke, they try to lead him on. They said to Walker, you know, with all these protesters on Act 10, why don't you have a couple of agents go into the audience and beat one of them up? And you know what Walker said? Now, if I said that, I'd say, drop dead. Actually, I'd call the police. No. Walker goes, well, you know, it really hasn't gotten to that yet. You know, this party, this is not the party of Lee Dreyfus, Warren Knowles, and Dwight Eisenhower. This really is not. It's not the party of even Steve Gunderson, the congressman from Western Wisconsin. I knew Steve. Republican, I'm a Democrat. This is before Al Baldus, or right around Al Baldus, Democrat friend of mine. But, you know, people over there, as Gina Beauclair had said, yeah, cared about the environment. They cared about things. This Republican Party is simply an arm of Trump. It's an arm of the donors. And these are Putin-loving donors. And these are financially fraudulent donors. These are bad news. And what Greg just said is absolutely true. Just want to get to a few things. You know, we talk about the military aspect of the attack on Ukraine. But there is a subterranean economic war going on. You know about the sanctions. Remember, Russia was going to default on its bonds, want to pay in rubles, and that was a violation of the bond requirements. Just now, they paid off $564.8 million on a 2022 Eurobond and $84.4 million on a 2042 bond. Those are the minimum required payments, and they did it in dollars. They backed down on requiring rubles. So momentarily, because they had an extension, they did default, but they had an extension to May 9. They snuck in and got it done. My question is, where do they get these dollars? We're sanctioning them. Obviously, they had some stuck away in the old weasel sack. Maybe have a few more. But at least that money got paid on the bonds to bondholders and drained it out of their treasury. And we still have $350 billion in euros and dollars on deposit in New York, London, and Frankfurt that we won't give to them. And now we're going to, I hope, give it to Ukraine. Another development on that front, the EU is now going to get together and do an oil embargo on Russia. It should be approved by the EU next week, phased in over several months. This is a result of stiffening Ukrainian resistance in the east of Ukraine. Europe has more confidence. One thing I will say, they're not embargoing natural gas. Is all well and good to say oil. Oil is a small part of what they do, although important part. But natural gas is the big kahuna. I want to see that happen. That's going to require Germany to go along. But these are some of the issues in the subterranean economic war to further isolate Moscow, Russia. Russia has then retaliated, saying, all right, we're going to pull out of the International Space Station because of the sanctions. Hurt me. What do I care? The problem with Russia is they're liable to attack the International Space Station. They already sent missiles against one of their own satellites to blow it up, pretending it was practice, and they sent debris in permanent orbit around the globe. China's doing some of the same stuff. That has got to be resolved too. All of this is going on under the surface, while we all concentrate on the military operations in Ukraine. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. We're gonna let all hang back.